Steve, thought on the big decision in the game, the penalty decision which has won this game for Sheffield United.
Well, I've just watched it. It's a shocking decision from the referee. I'm not questioning his honesty, but we've got two nailed on penalties. And I'm talking about watching the playbacks now on Prozone. I've just looked at the incident to give them a penalty. It's just simply not a penalty. Harry slipped over. Harry's just slipped, simple. The first one, he's a wee bit of barging. That cop end scream for a penalty, and the referee gives it. And it's a Premier League again, Premier League official again. And we had this earlier in the season. And it's just a shocking decision.
It's a big decision, isn't it, to decide a derby game that late in the match?
Well, there's three big decisions, isn't there? There's a handball in the box, which I think everyone in the ground, including the Blades fans, I think is a penalty. And as Tom Hitchcock gets his ankles clipped, I've just watched it. He's going across him, it's a penalty. We don't get that given. And to see the referee then give that in the 90th minute is particularly grueling. And I feel for my players, because that's a Premiership standard referee. I've just briefly spoken to him. I'll go back and speak to him again. And he said even after he watches the DVD, he'll still think he's got it right. Dear me, some people at some levels have problems, don't they? If he says, I look at the DVD, and when I look at it, I'll still get it right. So we're disappointed, but we'll regroup. We've got, a few games to finish the season, and we'll get ready for the playoffs. And we wish Sheffield United every success, but on Sunday, and hopefully we don't see them next season for obvious reasons.
Overall, were you not quite at your best tonight?
No, I think for the first 25 minutes we weren't at it. You know, we did tamper with our shape a little bit, didn't we? And that didn't quite work for us, but I think arguably in the second half we put them through the ringer, didn't we? We've had a lot of possession, a lot of ball in good areas. I don't think they'd many times in our box, not constructively or from a good offensive point of view. But, when you put it all together, there's a big decision separates the sides, and it wouldn't have been a big decision if he gives one of the penalties at the other end. To give that one, I've just watched it, Rob, and, Blades and Millers fans are watching it tonight. Listen, you both have got red and white blood, didn't they, red and white glasses, but they'll know that's not a penalty.
It's the kind of decision, isn't it, that you don't often see given in a big game?
Well, we've got a big match referee who told me that even, you have to listen to these words, ref, when you look at the DVD like I've just done, the playback of it, you'll think perhaps it's not a penalty. And his answer was, no, I still think it's a penalty, regardless of what it shows me. Well, there's no point in us talking to them anymore, is there?
Is it definitely playoffs now, would you say? I mean, Brentford have won tonight.
Yeah, playoffs is automatic, it's gone. Big decision in the 90th minute to take that away from our team, isn't it? Big decision. Why don't they keep the Premiership refs in the Premier League? We said it against Wolves earlier in the season. Penalty. Yeah. And we had it today. It's not very good, is it?
Is it a good thing that you get a game so quickly, another big game similar to this on Friday now?
No, it's hard to turn the players around now. And there's a lot of tired people in there. We've had some huge games that we've had to contend with. So we'll freshen it up. We'll make some changes. We won't pretend people were making eight and they're no first team players. When they're all first team players, we'll make four or five and they'll be first team players. But, we lick our wounds. We've scored a lot of late goals. I don't think we've had any penalties given us like that. I don't think many teams do. We feel particularly robbed tonight when that takes our opportunity to still be fighting somewhere in the next 3 or 4 weeks away.
No Lee Frecklington tonight. Is he going to be okay for Friday?
Yeah, there's a chance he'll be fit. Again, we won't take any risk with Lee. I could have probably taken a risk with him tonight. And the plan was always to almost give Robin and Mickey 45 minutes each. They need some games. And tonight we were forced into that. And we brought young Tom in on the basis of his hat-trick, but he was quiet tonight, wasn't he?
Steve, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.